I'm sure most of us lived very differently before finding God, or at least before we deliberately chose a more devout life. Padre Pio reminds us to revisit our past, not to shame ourselves, but to celebrate the God who rescued us from ruin. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. As we do each month, today we turn to the wisdom of Padre Pio found in his letters. But this time, the tone is a little bit different. It isn't so much a teaching or correction, as it is a reflection on Jesus' personal rescuing love. Padre Pio writes to his spiritual daughter, Rafaelina Cherasse, and I think it will resonate with anyone who has known what it means to be truly converted. Many Catholics I know, myself included, didn't begin their journey living devoutly. And this letter is a powerful reminder of what a grace that conversion really is. So without further ado, let's hear what Padre Pio said. I am aware of the kind of life you lived in the past, and I am overwhelmed with admiration at the goodness of our Lord, who has come so promptly to your aid to remove you from the path you were treading so heedlessly and which ended in a precipice. If Jesus had not enlightened you with his grace and drawn you to himself, you would have been like that foolish man who walked unwittingly all through the night along the riverbank, surrounded by deep darkness. When daylight revealed to him the risk he had run, he continued recklessly on his way. Poor unfortunate! At a certain point, the ground gave way beneath his feet. He fell in and was drowned. Just a brief clarification. The man Padre Pio describes walked a path without realizing how dangerous it was. But even when dawn came and he finally saw the danger, he chose to keep going, and it cost him his life. But for Rafaelina, and for so many of us, something very different happened. Let's continue. You too followed the road towards the precipice for a great part of the night. But Jesus' grace was so powerful that it was not confined to enlightening you and warning you of the real danger you had run up to that moment. He was pleased to do more for you. He drew you to himself by the power of love, without encroaching in the slightest on your own free will. You felt this loving power, and you could only yield to it. Jesus could have acted towards you as did the light of the dawn to the unfortunate man already mentioned. But this did not happen, for in his compassion, he wanted you for himself. Jesus didn't force Rafaelina, just as he never forces any of us. He loved her in a way that made everything else seem empty. And that's something worth pausing on for a moment. Perhaps that is what some of you are feeling right now, that quiet, persistent pull back toward God, even if you can't fully explain it. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this channel. It is about responding to that invitation by placing your life, your family, and your intentions under his spiritual care. Your name and intentions are remembered in regular holy masses, and you are included in a spiritual family with a blessed image and certificate as signs that you belong. And in that belonging, your prayer quietly becomes part of something that carries others too. You don't have to walk that path alone. Take that step today and place yourself under his care through the link below. And then Padre Pio reveals the ongoing tenderness of his rescue. Observe the loving manner of this good father. From that time onward, with really admirable tenderness, he never let you for a moment. He is always close to you. He rules and protects and sustains you, so that your will may not be overcome by your enemies who are attacking you on all sides. I have reminded you of this dark patch in your life for no other reason than to invite you to open your heart to trust in God, to recognize the divine benefits bestowed on you by the grace of Jesus, and finally, to lead you, along with myself, to thank the Heavenly Father for His mercy. What a stunning way Padre Pio describes her conversion. Not as self-improvement, not as some moral or intellectual effort on her part, but as a rescue. He isn't reminding her of her past to shame her. He's doing the opposite. He is stirring her gratitude. He is saying, look at the precipice you were on. Now look at the hand that pulled you back and has held you ever since. If grace hadn't reached us, where would we be? If mercy hadn't found us, what road would we still be walking? Our past doesn't define us, but remembering God's action within it can shape our gratitude for the rest of our days. So perhaps today, take a moment to thank Him for your rescue, to recognize not only the danger you were pulled from, but the Father who has never left your side since. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.